Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I will.
The hermetic principles, bro.
I'm gonna have to put this. This is a K. Lowry Hour podcast. Thank you for joining in with the special guest, DKD, today. Actually, he might just be going by. We're gonna go with D2 today. We got some good things to speak about, but this is just more of a freestyle on expounding the collective, what the collective means, if you actually believe in my concept of the collective. This will be a progressive story about futurism in the terms of your spirituality and what actually is reality. So sit with us, join in, stay tuned. Most of this will expand your brain one way or another. You'll either come out with a disdain for either one of our point of views, or you'll come out with the understanding that we are inspired in life to seek. We are inspired to question. One way or another, you are inspired to do something. So let's get into it. It's K. Lowry Hour, and thank you for tuning in. So what were we talking about? No, no, no. See, time. Oh,
yeah. Got you.
Time is our only currency. This is something that we've been harping on for a little bit.
All right, we'll spend these 2 seconds
to turn off right now. So I'm gonna spend these 2 seconds to get the ambiance right for the podcast. No, but you were saying something about lately the only thing I can't remember your statement. You were trying not to convince. No, you didn't say nothing about convince. I mean, there's some questions that you just can all search and you shall find. This is kind of where we left off. Is there some questions you believe that you really can't get the answer for, or you can get the answer for everything? No, you can't, right? Because if everything is so...
Depends on your intent.
Historic.
It depends on your intent.
Or even if there's a purpose for it, right?
It's on your intent. If you have the right intent, sometimes you'll get an answer and you won't even know what the purpose of you having that answer is.
Right. Can a purpose be created after?
No, the purpose is always made before. We just don't realize it.
is that our purpose then? That's, or his purpose, that, I mean, obviously we don't realize.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we're going through it.
Then is there a way that your purpose and God's purpose can be in sync and the same?
Yeah. When you have no physical agenda.
Or when you follow his purpose.
That is following his purpose. When you have no physical agenda, you ain't seeking nothing physical.
But you can speak something spiritually or emotionally from your actions.
What you're doing. You're not in the game, nothing physical from it. Then your will matches up with his. Because it'll be a blessing.
So would you consider power physical? If you're trying to gain
spiritual power?
Yeah, or even power over someone.
Right. If you're trying to get power over someone,
is that physical?
That's oppression. It doesn't matter. It could be spiritual oppression, psychological oppression,
okay.
Sexual oppression.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Financial oppression, educational.
Oppression.
All that. That's oppression. That's a physical game. You're trying to stand over someone.
Got you.
When you drop that, you see what I'm saying, and come with no physical agenda, now you're in God's will, and you'll be a blessing to all, including yourself.
What more can the average man do now to do God's will, to tap into God's will, or know God's will, or like what's the steps to that?
It's only one step, like you said, the golden rule, man. Love your brother like you love yourself. If you actually do that, then you're not trying to gain nothing physical. I'm doing it because I love you.
I mean, because you said.
I'm doing it because I love you. I'm doing it because I feel for you. I can do it because I can see what you need through your shoes.
Right.
Which, that's why I'm doing it, not for no other reason.
For the compassion.
No doubt.
That's why it's called compassion?
You might could, yeah.
Because it's compassion?
Because he was encompassing.
Gotcha.
All the passion.
Being able to see.
Because remember, I was talking about how the emotions is the key to unlocking manifestations physically. To take it from that spiritual, and you attach it.
Yeah, so emotions aren't always bad, right?
If you're.
Because love is an emotion.
Physical, yeah, but if your physical emotion or want, or you know what I'm saying, desire is physical, if your emotion is attached to that. You see what I'm saying? It has to be nothing physical when you're dealing with pure spiritual.
See, that's the thing, man. Everyone always has the, this is the wrong way, this is the wrong way.
I ain't saying shit.
Not you. What I'm saying, what? I want to be more, I don't know what always, you know, that's the thing. We're all on this journey.
Exactly.
Oh, but the point is to help us out, help everyone else on the journey, too.
Exactly. Ecosystem.
Right. Yeah, because if you cared about the ecosystem, you would understand that you thrive in a good ecosystem. Yeah,
the devil tries to put an imprint on your mind when God wants you to put an imprint on this actual earth. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One man can change the world.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah, the connective.
Mm-hmm. He wants you to leave your imprint on the world. The devil is trying to imprint your mind.
But in turn, though, imprinting your mind is going to have you do something towards the world. So it's like.
But God doesn't do that. That's why you have to deprogram to get on his frequency. Because you got all this bullshit imprinted on you.
Oh, because God's will's already happening. Exactly. Do you want to be a character in it or not?
Exactly.
Got it.
What's your role? Right. It's already here.
You already ain't nowhere. It ain't stopped.
It's the will.
Right. Do you want to be a part of it or not? Everybody always want to talk about, I want to be a part of something. You can actually be a part of his kingdom.
Do it.
By choosing to do
it. By doing it.
A role that you are fit for.
By doing it.
Or a role that you were created to be able to do,
mm-hmm.
and do it well in order to show how great he is.
Because
mm-hmm. everybody was made for something that they can do. Yes, so everybody was made for a job that
everybody has a purpose. Can do. Everybody has an individual purpose.
Right.
And in that individual purpose, you usually have mad gifts. What they call natural talents. You know what I'm saying? And whatever it is.
Right.
That's what I was saying about Michael and James and all that. That was natural, B. They wasn't no Migos niggas. They wasn't getting a choreographer, Paula Abdul as, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Paying motherfuckers for their video. That shit was stamped, nigga.
Right.
You feel me?
We all have our greatness.
That's good.
But people want
to
covet what somebody else has when you don't even know what that household has.
And that's why that's why when you're dealing with that system, they always talk about making a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You are the brand.
Brand, right.
You see
that
what
takes
I'm
all the focus off of him.
Right. It passes the responsibility. I'm just doing my job.
Right. It's just business.
No doubt. Just business.
Integrity goes out the window when you can pass it on to
an
entity.
No doubt.
It's almost like you can make these entities try to bury your sin for you. Like, it's what you're trying, or at least try to pass off your sin to someone.
You're trying to pass off responsibility.
Liability.
Yeah. You don't want to step up to the plate. Hold your balls, nigga. Bitches grab your tits. Straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Just grab your balls, season. Ladies, grab your tits, season.
No doubt. And handle it.
See,
what you been doing, man? Getting to it, getting through it.
That's the thing. We all go through things, but it's how you respond to these things. How you perceive them. How you can
perceive them in defeat, or do you perceive them in victory?
Mm. The words you speak.
Yeah. Does it make you want to go faster, run towards it?
Exactly. And here's the thing. A lot of times people are going through certain things, and instead of going into their quiet place and to their inner room and working these things out.
They mind.
Yep.
How to hear from the Spirit.
Hear from the Spirit. Hear from Abba trying to direct you through your situations that might be confusing. You want to go to man. Or you want to put your power and your trust and your insight and in man. And information. And
Google,
so when you're going through a rough day, you want to go on Facebook and put all the information out there and have a woe is me moment when that just serves the enemy. Because all he's going to do is he's going to attack that negativity. He's brought to that. You know, you're talking from a place of defeat. And yeah. And Satan is a person who he loves when you're bleeding. He smells blood. He goes for the kill.
He's a death talker.
Right. So if you can avoid those words that can bring you life coming from your own tongue, or those words that can bring you death, you know, the life and death is in the tongue. Those type of things will invigorate you and swipe down the enemy's advances towards you. But when you give him an opportunity to use you as a vessel to spread hate by going straight to Facebook or whatever you do and complain, guess what? To people who ain't your fan, your friends. These people ain't your friends. They love your misery. They feed off your misery.
You pay attention to, you give energy to.
Exactly.
So if you're not giving energy to the right thing, what you find yourself giving your energy to, because whatever you give your energy to is what you spend your time doing. Usually that's what you spend your money on. Spend your money wherever the fuck you at during your time.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
And not to mention time, the greatest currency, the only currency that you have. You think your dollar bills hold weight monetarily? No, it's your time.
Energy will be wherever the attention is. If you have a lower attention, you're paying attention to the lower, you'll get lower results.
Yep.
You pay attention to the higher, you'll get higher results. Energy flows where the attention goes.
Oh, energy flows where attention goes equals your reality. Mm-hmm. So change your reality by changing the energy that you are exerting to certain things. And sometimes it's hard to do that. That's why you have to try to replace all the negativity that...
See the other side of the coin.
Exactly. There's another way.
Every story. So if one thing is the... furthest you could think about it in a lower energy, then flip it. What would it be on the highest energy?
Exactly. You are the masters of your domain. We are the ones that have dominion over this earth. We are the ones that can keep things in check. We can rebuke spirits. We can rebuke thoughts of sin. We can rebuke negativity. We can change our outlook. Just by wanting,
fuck a want.
Actually, shit. knowing that you can change your outlook. Know your power. Know you are conqueror. Know you are king, queens. We are made in His image, and we have Him.
The order of Melchizedek for all my cult niggas out there. You know what I'm talking about.
You know.
The order of Melchizedek.
So we gonna take it back.
Priest, nigga.
Right.
Before it was a separation of. Religion and state.
We are sheep in wolves' clothing. You know, we are stomping out serpents. We are bruising them on the head with a deadly wound. Yes, as followers of Yeshua, you will bruise your heel. Be prepared for that. You're not impervious to good things happening or bad things happening to good people. All right? If they crucified our Lord and Savior, the one who shed blood in order to redeem us, the innocent one, you think they ain't gonna be able to come at you, a sinner?
Man, be like the wineskin, man. The best wineskins back in the day, the shit they used to put the wine in, the little leather valves and shit. It wasn't no good until it was aged.
Aged. Tested.
Tested. Approved.
Weathered. If your spirit is not seeking any trial, any type of tribulation in your life, you're not doing anything. Satan has you already. So if something's happening in your life and you're wondering why, what's going on, you know why? It's because Satan can see that you are close.
You create your condition.
You are close to fulfilling or even getting close to staying on the path that you were made for. And he'll do anything to deviate you from that.
We're getting distracted. Take your minds back. Wake up to the real reality and get out that nightmare. Niggas ain't woke.
Yeah, reclaim. Reclaim so you can be redeemed.
Reclaim your mind, nigga. Take your mind back.
So you can be recharged.
Quit giving up on these movies, this music.
So you can rehab yourself.
YouTube.
Right.
Get off these screens, these scrying mirrors, man.
Yes.
I'm out of here, man.
All right, D2 out. One love. Check us out on the next episode. We'll get at you soon.
I'll probably get at you this weekend.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.